Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Reno Collier and Jessica Alsman in studio, plus fairs, lambs, Dr. Phil, and a telescope. That and more coming up next.
Comedian Jeff Rothman is here. When you're on the road, you staying in nice places for the most part?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, sometimes they put you in a nice place. Occasionally, you know, I get a lot of these cheap hotels where they, the worst, though, I'll tell you one thing I cannot stand are these thin walls. When I'm staying at a motel, I can't take the thin walls. One time I was talking to my wife on the phone. I'm telling her, hey, I love you. I miss you. I actually heard the guy in the room next to me through the wall making fun of me. I love you. I miss you. I'm looking around. What the hell? he was doing it all night, you know. It's like 3 in the morning. Hey, I love you. Oh, shut up. Son of a bitch. I couldn't believe it. And he was playing his TV all night. And, you know, it's a cheap motel, thin walls, so he's got his TV on. I had to tell him, you know, turn down the volume and the brightness. Yeah. Get me a paper.
Wow. Those are thin walls.
Those are thin.
So thin.
Some of the motels are really funny because they'll advertise basic stuff on their marquee as a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
I drove by a motel and it said, color TV. Wow. Where'd they get that? You know, they're really into the future. Color? We better stay here, honey, for the honeymoon. I couldn't believe it. Free CBS. We have a dish. What the hell?
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Chris Dilley at the news desk. What else is happening?
Well, watermelons are set to replace piglets in an annual event celebrating agriculture at a California fair. According to the Press Democrat, the Sonoma County Fair has eliminated the piglet scramble from Farmer's Day due to rising public concern and protests over animal welfare.
What?
In the long-running event check at the fair in Santa Rosa, youngsters chased and tried to capture the little piglets weighing 40 to 60 That's pounds.
Right. And then they got their knives out and cleaned them, gutted them.
This year's event, set for August 4th, will instead include elementary school children carrying watermelon sliced with are slicked up with vegetable oil around an obstacle course in a timed race.
No more pigs.
Pass.
No more piglets.
So nope. Are they going to still have corn dogs, or is it going to be deep fried cantaloupe on a stick?
Fair question.
Here's your cantaloupe.
Although I always do feel guilty going to the state fair and eating those delicious pork chops right outside the pork tent.
Boy, I don't.
I go in the tent. Just wild. Yeah. Look them right in the eyes.
Show them the boss. Yeah.
I make them watch me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this. Jump.
Marry your mama.
Okay. All right.
Now, I have a question for you guys. I was on a couple occasions part of an event at a college called the Watermelon Bust.
Sure.
And there were a lot of watermelons.
All right.
And a lot of guys would take a watermelon, watch me here, cut it in half, and then carve it up a little bit, carve out the edible part and turn it into a helmet.
Okay.
You following me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And guess what would always happen? Anyone want to take this one?
I can guess.
I know what
I bet
happen.
Bees were involved.
Yes. Yes.
Bees tend to like sweet
bees
fruit.
Love watermelon.
Yeah.
So I called it the annual gathering of the bees. And there was always the one guy, look at me, I'm the king of the world. And as the bees fly inside his watermelon helmet. A little bit of fun there. Every word of that is true. That'll be the watermelons instead of pigs.
Oh. We're into that fair season almost.
You know, I'm very excited, but love the fair season.
In fact, a prize-winning lamb is under investigation for possibly consuming unauthorized substances. This is according to tests from the Ohio Department of Agriculture.
Lock her up.
The lamb apparently was given a diuretic, which is banned as it can make an animal's muscles appear leaner and provide an unfair advantage.
Not to mention, not much fun in the barn.
They should have known when it was called Lamb Armstrong. You know, I thought I had that too, and I decided not to do it.
We?
Godwin decided not to do it?
I pissed the sheets.
State veterinarian Dr. Tony Forche told NBC4.
We're on your side, Dr. Tony.
Quote, we don't know how it got in there, but it's the exhibitor's responsibility to present an animal to the fair for competition that's free of all of those substances. End of quote.
I bet you that world of all of that, you hear about Little League parents.
Oh, the fair parents?
Yeah, fair parents?
You don't hear
4-H
about it.
4-H parents? Yeah,
you don't hear about it. It's called the Silence of the Lambs.
Hey!
That was an unconscious setup.
So yeah, it was.
That makes you guilty by association.
I think it does.
My friend showed pigs at the fair, and we ended up making shirts for him because he was adorable little pig. His name was Mr. Snout Feathers.
Mm-hmm.
He won. He got like grand champion or something.
Wow.
Snout Feathers. And I was so excited. Then they did this big auction at the end. And he got a lot of money, like, I don't know what they paid for, whatever. And then he got on the truck with the rest of the losers. And I didn't know where he was going. I asked, is he going to the state fair? You know.
Sure.
He won the county fair.
No.
Well, he's going to the state fair, all
right. As a sandwich.
Once again,
some
delicious barbecue sauce.
Yeah. So even when you win, you don't really win.
Yeah. I didn't eat pork for like a day.
Oh,
Mr. Snout Feathers.
Mr. Snout Feathers.
He liked chicken.
Why'd you call him Snout? Oh, he liked to bang chickens.
So your friend no longer had their lamb.
No, right? It was a pig.
Oh, yeah, the pig's gone.
Oh, it would have been better if you set up with me.
If you said you silence of the lambs. No, what?
I thought we were talking about a lamb that was cheating because those are much harder to show.
Sure.
When you ain't got mutton, you got mutton to lose.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with Lamb Armstrong now.
Thank you.
Not a thing.
I apologize.
That's the best of all that.
I kind of enjoyed Lamb Armstrong.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, my friend Mary had a little lamb.
No kidding.
Uh-huh. Her muscles were jacked as hell.
A faculty member at Cape Breton University, in Nova Scotia has been terminated for demanding sex, moose meat, and lobster from a female student.
Hi, baby, give me that moose meat.
I've seen your knuckles. Give me some
moose meat. How Canadian can you get?
Yeah, how strange.
The student had been struggling in a course, and in exchange for better grades, the professor allegedly asked for the moose meat and sex. In an emailed response to inquiries about the issue, university spokeswoman Lenore Parsley didn't answer questions about the firing, the nature of the offense, or details about the employee's
position.
Lenore
Parsley, very, very grouchy.
Yeah, Lenore.
Because nobody eats parsley.
Yep, that's all she needed.
Yeah.
Turned her whole life around.
I thought we were done after racking up all those lamb jokes.
Racking.
So wait a second. Go back a little bit.
How far back?
The professor wanted, I'm sorry, you said moose meat.
Moose meat, lobster, and sex.
Well, lobster, now we're getting greedy.
I mean, more so than the sex?
Yeah, moose meat and sex. I mean, you're in Canada. Moose meat and sex, pretty easy, I think. Lobster?
They're in Nova Scotia. There's lobster. They're littered with lobster.
They are?
Yeah.
There's like bugs up there.
Oh, it's just north of Maine.
I take it all back. So, Christy, what is the order of things you'd provide with this professor to get that A? Yeah. What do you go with first? Here's your moose meat. Here's your lobster. But I'm going to be, I need an A+.
Man. Well, that's, where do you get moose meat? That would be the hardest thing.
From a moose, you dummy. Think you get moose meat from a chicken?
Can you just buy it at the grocery?
Probably.
I don't know. Canada, they've got moose wandering around.
You could have set me up a lot better if you'd wanted just, instead of moose meat or lobster, if you'd wanted like a Snickers bar, because then I could have played.
I smell sex in Canada.
Yeah. Well, guys in Marcy Playground pass away. What's going on? What happened?
Is this a payola situation?
How can you not love that song?
I'm surprised you like it, but why
do we have to play it every day? What's going on?
It's just got everything about it's perfect.
You know somebody in Marcy Playground?
Best delivery.
Just answer the question.
Listen to that.
I smell sex in Canada.
Oh, the way he pauses, it's so good.
Yeah.
And the Sean Connery cover. Sean Connery cover was brilliant.
Oh, really? What was that?
I smell sex in Canada.
Not bad, right?
Pat hadn't been
First
heard
all,
from.
Totally worth it. You jump in whenever you want to. Amazing.
Can you say Lamb Armstrong like Sean Connery?
Lamb Armstrong.
See, it didn't work then either.
We all just sat around like we're in a discussion.
It might be the joke. Yeah,
a discussion group. Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Let's do it.
Dr. Phil.
Hello. Bob and Tom, it's your good friend, Dr. Phil.
Hey, Dr. Phil.
Have you read my book?
No.
Have you seen my tapes?
No. I would never watch one.
I've got books on tapes about books. Uh-huh. I just wrote a book today called Lamb Armstrong, okay?
Yes, yeah.
It's a book about the next moon landing, subtitled We're Back. Okay. You have someone today who admits he loves root beer, is that true?
Josh Arnold
loves root beer. Yeah.
He does.
Okay, well, I don't drink root beer. Look at my success, okay?
Oh, I see.
You see where I'm going with this?
No.
I'm just an old Texas cowboy riding horseback with a satchel full of folksy wisdom. I mean, hey, just because you can mix ice cream in a frosty mug doesn't mean you're going to see snowflakes.
What?
That's right.
You like root beer, is that true?
Yes, yes, it is.
It ain't about root. I wrote a book about root beer. People who, like you, are ashamed to admit that's what they crave. Have you read a book?
No.
Have you seen the tape?
No.
No, not at all.
It's called I Be Seeing What You Drink.
Always helpful.
Did you see the Dr. Phil a couple days ago where the guy insisted he was Batman and he wore a cowl everywhere? Just the cowl.
Oh, that is sad.
And then when he was on the show, Dr. Phil wouldn't let him wear the cowl, okay? And he had dark makeup around his eyes.
Sure.
So it looked like he was wearing a cowl.
Oh. And his wife
was upset about it.
Oh, my.
He was just trying to be Batman. Yeah, real nut.
And that is sad.
Just a freak show.
Yeah.
It's all just a freak show. Yeah. You watch that and go, well, at least I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
I'm doing okay.
He's in charge when he's hosting the show, but you can clearly tell his wife when she's hawking those lotions and all that stuff. She runs everything.
Oh, yeah.
At every show ends, and he walks out and grabs her hand.
And
walk
out.
She has no part in the show. She does absolutely nothing, but she has to hold his hand and walk out and
those
sell her stuff.
Talon fingers reach out. Poor guy.
Disgusting.
Blinking Morse code trying to...
Help me.
Speaking of bipolar,
the Lloyd Booker. SOS Morse code blinking. That's somewhat obscure.
Come on, Dr. Phil.
Now, here's a guy who thinks he's God. Delta Airlines flight attendants had to restrain a passenger on a flight from Puerto Rico to New York. The passenger had been shouting, I am God, and claimed he would save the world. His actions forced the plane to return to the airport in San Juan. Delta credited passengers with helping subdue the man, who became unruly on board.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Would have been great if when the plane had arrived and people are on the escalator heading down to baggage claim, and there's a guy in a chauffeur suit with a little sign, God.
Yes.
They threw him off the plane. Wow.
It does beg the question, what if God were one of us?
Yeah.
Just a stranger on a
on
bus.
The bus. Yeah.
You know that one, Pat?
Sure.
We piss on a bus with God.
What if God was one of us? What if Tom was one of us?
Oh, he'll never be one of us.
That won't happen.
Just a slob like one of us.
Nope, that's not going to happen.
He's never been on a bus.
Nope.
He drives an Audi home.
Just on a bus recently.
What's wrong with that?
Do you have any songs over there? You haven't played one today.
I'm ready to go. That's why I have it on.
What have you got?
What do you got?
Here's one now.
You want to hear one now?
Yes.
Do we have time?
Yeah, are we going to do one of the...
Are we? No, I'm singing this. You are not involved.
I would like to have something to say about the choice. I mean, if you want to sing We Are All Pissing on Yellow Sheets again, I'd be happy to stand back here and watch Reno not laugh.
No.
That was horrible.
Which one are you going to do?
Do we have time?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. I want to sing a song about new love.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Yes.
Yes, we have time.
Okay. And this is dedicated to someone in Josh's life. This is this is their favorite song.
Oh.
I love the way you dance around the place and twirl your hair.
Oh.
I love to watch you making dinner in just your underwear. And when I see you naked at night, so pretty in the soft moonlight, it gives me hope. I love my brand new telescope. La 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 la, love my brand new telescope. I saw you ordering curtains again from Amazon. This is the fourth time this month I stole those packages off your lawn. You've got a light out in your john. I guess I'll have to wait till dawn to see you lathered in soap. Oh, it's so powerful, my brand new telescope. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, love my brand new telescope.
This is the instrumental. We'll throw a horn in there when we get to the final version. I'll bring Steve.
I was giving the song some space.
I'll bring Steve
the song
in.
Breathe.
Yeah, let it breathe a little
for
bit.
For the final turnaround moment, which is, I used to love the way you danced around your place. Now I'm sitting in jail with a big dude in my face.
Oh, no.
And there's a light out in our cell. Guess it's just as well I've lost all hope. We're playing submarine, and I'm the periscope. La 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 la, love my brand new telescope. We can edit that later, Jason.
So see, it was a wee song. You just didn't know it.
Oh, it's a wee song.
Remember that time Tom goes, "Hey, Pat, a quick song. We only have a few seconds." And you did.
Oh, I did the intro to Margaritaville.
You did an intro that lasted 12 seconds. Yeah.
No, it was, went, I want it forever.
It was the actual intro.
Yeah, we really.
That was a nice little instrumental bridge between the last verse.
Yeah, Tom couldn't take
couldn't
it.
Take
couldn't
it.
Take it.
Wouldn't let me have it.
Oh, my God.
It.
No one's talking. Have to fill up that air.
Oh, my God. It's just music.
I need to say something.
Say something.
I'm still here, America.
The syndication's going to shut off.
I'm still here. Tom's here, Daddy.
Don't want the automation to shut off.
That's right.
The music was playing. It was beautiful.
Remember we had the soft-spoken comedian in here, and Tom says to them,
yes.
You know, you got to really pick up your volume, otherwise I'll shut off the radio.
Yeah. And this poor guy was like, what?
By volume, I meant comedy content.
Scared him to death.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.